I don't know who needs to hear this, but you are actually your most productive when you give yourself time to rest, like straight up. And I talk a lot about work. I talk a lot about making more money. But you know what we should be talking about right now in this moment is how much you deserve a break. You do. And the best way to have a break is to give yourself the travel experience you actually deserve. That's why whenever I travel, even if it's just a couple of days and it's a staycation or somewhere close, I do Airbnb because then I get to actually pick the kind of experience I want to have. Maybe it's one of those like cool lodges. Maybe I'm hitting up one of those funky little cabins. Maybe every single person in the house has their own bathroom because I don't like to share my bathroom. Maybe that's what we're doing. All I'm saying is you deserve some time off and you deserve it your way. And I do that with Airbnb.
Repeat after me, 2024 is going to be the best year of my personal and professional life. I believe it. You believe it. We're going to get there together. But I do have some tough news that if you're not already thinking about what your goals are for next year, and most importantly, how the environment around you has fundamentally shifted, you're kind of already behind because that is how quickly the market is shifting. This is not clickbait. If you have been listening to this podcast for the full 4 years I've been posting, I have never made an episode like this about like things are different, things have changed, yada yada. No, like things are fundamentally different. I see it in my work as a recruiter. I hear it from my career coaching clients. It is a different world out there, and we need to do different things in order to get what we want. And that is the purpose of today's episode. We are going to dive deep into a lot, but what I see as being the most intense and important trends for 2024 from a careers and economics perspective, how that's going to impact you, and then most importantly, what you need to do in order to get ahead. But if it's your first time listening, or if you're coming back, thank you so much for hanging out with me for a little bit. My name is Emily Durham. I'm the host and producer of the Straight Shooter Recruiter podcast. I'm a career coach. I've been a recruiter for over 7 years. Careers is literally what I do. I am so passionate about connecting people to careers they love and helping them feel confident in those careers. So if that is something that resonates with you, please subscribe to the show, leave a rating and review. Let's get into it because this is a good one. Like this is a good episode. We have to start off with the job market trends because it is shifting out here so quickly. And a lot of this information is coming from my own personal hands-on, I'm seeing it, I'm living it experience. So it's real, like it's what I'm seeing. My biggest prediction for this upcoming year is actually around hybrid and remote work. So in the pandemic, a lot of organizations shifted to remote, obviously for safety reasons, and a lot of companies stayed with remote, saved them money, they didn't need to rent out workspaces. It was also becoming an expectation. A lot of people said, okay, now that I know I can work from home, why the heck would I ever go in person? So a lot of organizations kept their remote working model. And the organizations that didn't go fully remote did hybrid. So after it was safe to return to the workplace, they operated off of people coming in 1, 2, maybe 3 days a week. And that became a really popular kind of working model. It was the best of both worlds. People got flexibility and companies still had people to occupy their spaces, keep that culture connection, et cetera, et cetera. What I'm seeing now is the companies who said, yep, we're hybrid 2 days a week are suddenly 4 days a week. Or suddenly it's try to aim for 5 days a week. I'm seeing a push for folks to come into the office. And there's a lot of different factors. Number one, these organizations are still paying for their leases and rents for these workspaces. Even if you're only coming in 2 days a week, baby, the building doesn't go to sleep if you don't come in. Hate to tell you. So they're still footing the bill for these office spaces, and they want them to be utilized as much as possible. There's also the sense of attrition and company culture, and people tend to quit jobs less when they feel connected to the workspace and connected to the people. And for the most part, some studies would suggest that you feel more connected when you see people in person. So for a whole myriad of reasons, organizations are shifting away from a remote first into a more hybrid, borderlining being back in the office working model. There's a lot of major companies who are currently doing this. You can Google it. I'm not going to put anyone on blast, but it is something to be mindful of. It's not saying that remote work is going away. I don't think remote work is ever going to go away, and there's always going to be remote options. But don't be surprised when a lot of the companies who seemed pretty chill in the interview process suddenly want you to be in 4 days a week. So it's good to do that research and have that in the back of your mind. And that leads me to the second observation I have. Employers are getting greedy again. I don't know if you remember my episode about the Great Resignation. I'll link it in my description for this video or for this podcast episode. But basically, in the pandemic, a lot of people quit their jobs. Like, that's boiling it down to almost like the most simple statement. People quit because they were tired of being overworked. They were tired of being burnt out. And employers were saying, okay, you're going to work from home. But statistically, people worked more while we worked from home. We never logged off. Also, we had nothing else to do because it was a pandemic. So we just worked and we were miserable. So anyways, people really use that as a chance to reset and realign on what they want. That put all of the power into the candidates' hands. It became a candidate-driven market where employers had these jobs open and people weren't applying because they wanted to make sure they were either, you know, making the right move for their career. Maybe they were starting their own businesses. So we had this kind of shift where the candidate was always right. It was like a candidate's market, really. Think of it like the housing market, similar concept. I'm starting to see that shift go back to the employer, especially as we hit some economically turbulent times. They haven't called a recession, but they're talking about it. And all signs kind of point to recession. We've been saying it for a year. And that kind of gives employers a little bit more, you know, frankly, buying power. There's more pressure on candidates to find a stable source of income right now. Interest rates are crazy. Inflation is crazy. All of these things. So it is no longer a candidate-driven market, and I see the power going back to the employer. I'll talk about what all of this means for you in a second, but ultimately what it means is the values and how your company treats you is going to be more important than ever, because even the best of companies who tell you they have great intentions and only want you in the office 2 days a week, they might be lying. Like, that might change. I mean, maybe it's not even lying, but maybe it just shifts with their strategy. So you need to do a lot of intentional research as you interview with these companies to see, okay, like, this is what you're telling me, but here's what your employees are hearing. Here's what the rumor mill at your company is saying. And I love going on websites like Reddit and Glassdoor for those things. Actually, not so much Glassdoor. I think Reddit. Glassdoor can be a little filtered, if you ask me. But that's kind of one of the things that I would think about. Another trend that I think is big is niche technical skills. Everybody's talking about AI. Everybody's talking about ChatGPT. It's important. AI is important. But now more than ever, niche technical skills are super important because companies are automating a lot. We are all using AI, not just ChatGPT, obviously, but a lot of organizations have their own versions of AI that they're leaning and relying on. So they're automating a lot of their work. So the value that you bring as an employee is not going to be that you make nice spreadsheets, because there's technology for that now. Your value is going to be either niche technical skills or soft skills. I actually saw a comment about this on Instagram, on my Instagram. Someone said, your job is going to get eliminated from AI, obviously as a recruiter and a career coach. And I couldn't disagree more. I actually think my job is going to get easier because of AI. I'm not going to have to book interviews manually. I'm not going to have to, you know, insert a spreadsheet tab, blah, blah, blah. None of that. I get to focus on the soft skills, which is selling, which is building connection, which is connecting people to the right jobs. That's the stuff a machine can't do. So you need to invest in the things machines can't do, or invest in learning how to make the machines. Simple as that. I would actually argue the best way to think about this is that your value that you're adding to the company cannot be something that can be automated. And really think about that. The other thing I want to say, obviously there's like looming recession, question mark, is that happening? I don't know. I'm not an economist, but I don't think the tech layoffs are going to stop. I don't have inside knowledge about this, although I wish I did. And honestly, it's all signs point to this, right? Like I've seen consistent layoffs in the market. I'm still seeing them. They're posted pretty publicly online now, internationally, especially now because I have an international remit to my work. I see everything, not in a scary way, but like every single organization has question marks. They have question marks. Okay, what does this mean for you? Number one, from a skills perspective, you need to double down and invest in your soft skills or invest in niche technical. There's amazing resources for this. You can check this out on YouTube. Like, there's a bazillion platforms. There's always a way to do that. But just, you know, keep that swap of mind. Keep that swap of mind. Okay, what are my trends and predictions for job search and how it's going to impact you if you are looking for your next job? Number one is that AI has made really strong resumes table stakes. It's basic. You pop your experience into ChatGPT, it spits out a beautiful resume. Everybody has a well-written resume now. That's not special anymore. So you having a good resume, I mean, frankly, wasn't enough last year. It's sure as heck not enough this year. You need to over-index on your networking. There is nothing that is is going to be more important in 2024 than networking to get the job you want. Your strong resume is going to be just as strong as everybody else's, because that is where the market is going and how technology is making the job search process a little bit more standardized. So that's important. I really see the rise in, you know, networking culture, in-person connection. Those are things that are important. So in Q1 of 2024, go to networking events, go connect with people, have coffee chats. I have a lot of content on how to do this.
I cracked the code on how to make sure my trips always make it out of the group chat and we actually book the flight or we hop in the car. I started sending my friends links to the Airbnb that I'm going to book. Is that not brilliant? If I take two things seriously, one of them is advancing my career and the second is just resting with the girls after I work so hard on my career, it's challenging. I deserve a little break. What can I say? And you know what else I deserve? I deserve every woman in that house to have a bathroom of their own. I like my own space so I can decompress by myself at night. I like a pool. I like grass. I like to pick what my travel experience looks like. And I only do that with Airbnb because it's a guarantee that I'm going to be situated in the area that I like. I'm going to have like a cool vibey location. Plus when I put all the links in the group chat, everyone gets to vote. We get to decide where we want to go. Suddenly we're all riled up and ready for the next girls trip. So if you are ready for your next travel experience, hit up Airbnb.
When it comes to my trend predictions on compensation and how much money you're being made, how much money you're going to make, obviously we are living in a very expensive world. Inflation is crazy. Interest rates are so high, make them go down. You know what? In a thoughtful, easy world, we would all be getting paid more because the cost of living has gone up. Remember what I said earlier about it kind of being an employer's market right now? Not all the way, but it's gearing towards there. Now is a good time to negotiate. I don't think 8 months from now, if they call a recession, it's a good time to negotiate. So I don't see compensation being one of those things that like skyrockets to being a bazillion times better throughout the course of 2024. I do see it being relatively stable and potentially getting worse. I think some of the most in-demand jobs of 2024 are going to be AI, tech-based jobs, healthcare, education, and there's a huge focus on the gig economy, especially for Gen Z. Gen Z is the most likely to have a side hustle or a small business out of any other generation while having a full-time job. They really value ownership over their income. They value that stability, and they like the opportunity to say, hey, organization I work for, you're not treating me well. I'm going to leave and I can still survive because I make my own money on the side. So I do think that we're going to see organizations either encourage side hustle culture or go the total opposite way and make it even harder for you to be a small business owner. Oh my gosh, all these hot predictions right off the press. Let's bake it down, boil it down. What does this actually mean for you? Number one, if you want a new job in 2024, or if you want to get promoted, if you want to honestly just feel really good about the direction of your career, the most important thing you can be doing right now is investing in relationships. It is going to be even more of a relationship game because recruiters are going to be inundated with thousands of really well-written resumes. So what's going to make one resume better from the other? If they're both written by ChatGPT, it's going to be knowing the person who's handing in that resume. So network your butt off. You need to over-index on your soft skills. A computer is not going to be able to deliver a presentation. So what are your communication skills like? Really over-index on those. Or if you're more comfortable, lean in on the tech side and learning how to work with AI from a more tech-based perspective. I also think my biggest piece of advice is I think some challenge is coming in terms of the economy. I see challenge coming in terms of layoffs. You need to be very careful about what companies you are either getting promoted with or investing in or moving to. Look at the financial reports for the companies. Look at them deeply, like really deeply, because if they are not consistently making money, if there are things on there that scare you, pay attention to that. You don't want to land yourself in a position where you're joining a company and 5 months later, you're getting asked to go home. It's a bit of a scary spot. Like it really is a bit of a scary spot. All in, I don't think 2024 is going to be gloom and doom. Like I actually see the rise of AI and technology opening the door for so many cool new opportunities, new kinds of jobs, new companies, opportunities for you to start your own business if that sparks some joy for you. I really, really see this as a positive year, but every year comes a challenge, and it's better to know what those challenges are so you can adjust your strategy and adjust how you interact with people. And frankly, so you have things in the back of your mind. If you are on the fence about quitting your job, don't let this scare you. Don't let this scare you. As long as you are financially ready and you understand what the barriers to entry might be, go for it. Go for it. It's okay to want something different for yourself. There is never going to be a right time. If you want the promotion, doesn't mean you're not going to get paid well. You know, if you're getting a promotion in 2024, it just means you understand the economic barriers and you're going to prepare an amazing pitch, right? So it just gives you the fuel to show up so you can get what you want. I really hope that this episode was helpful. I also hope you enjoyed my fun little ad reads with Airbnb. That was such a cool opportunity. Adored it. I'm such an Airbnb girl, so I'm super excited, but hugely grateful for you to hang out with me for this little bit. I'm excited to hang out more as we approach a brand new year. This will be our fourth year together, which is so cool. Time flies. I started this when I was 24. I am 28 now. That is berserk. I'm so close to 30. Anyways, let's not talk about it. I hope you have a fabulous rest of your week. And remember, I'll talk to you next Sunday.
Listen to me. You need to listen to me, okay? If you are going to use your vacation days to plan a fabulous getaway with your friends, maybe you're going to leave your work phone at home, your laptop is going to stay closed, you're trying to decompress, do yourself a favor and book an Airbnb so each of you have a bathroom. Do you know how stressful it is to be six girls sharing a bathroom? Like that, I'm so sorry. I would rather be working. That's just not an option for me. I took some time off like a month and a half ago with a couple of my girlfriends and we rented this fabulous Airbnb. We each had our own bathroom. There was a massive kitchen. I mean, not that any of us were cooking, but it was there and we enjoyed it. And get this, we had access to a pool and it was a private little pool. And that is why I'm just an Airbnb girl, because I get to customize what my travel looks like. I get to guarantee I have some shared space, not too much shared space, if you know what I'm saying. So if you are going to try to unwind and step away from work and really enjoy yourself at any point this year, whether it's by yourself, with your pet, with your friends, with your partner, Airbnb it, my friend. Do yourself a favor, Airbnb it, so you get space and you get to have a unique experience where you're actually immersed in a city and living your best life. I'm convinced that's the only reason my girls' trip actually made it out of the group chat and we all came home still friends. So make sure you're checking out Airbnb. And friendly reminder, take time to unwind, okay? You deserve it.
Here in Key West, we were out before it was in. In this open and inclusive paradise, you can be yourself, make new friends, and savor our live and let live vibe. With LGBTQ+ friendly accommodations, our legendary nightlife, and year-round activities and events, it's always a good time to come as you are. Key West, close to perfect, far from normal.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.